Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
Dear sisters and brothers, I first wish you a very, very happy and blessed Easter as we proclaim together today that the Lord Jesus has been raised from the dead. He is not dead, he is alive, and alive in our lives, and alive in our midst today. Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who on this day, through your only begotten Son, have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity, grant, we pray, that we who keep the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection may, through the renewal brought by your Spirit, rise up in the light of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
The builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Last Christmas, our Holy Father spoke to the Curia, the offices, all those who staff the offices in Rome, and he exhorted them that they must not have funeral faces. And above all, today, we cannot have funeral faces, because the Lord Jesus died, but he is risen from the dead. He is not dead, he has been raised. As St. Mark proclaims in his gospel, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here." And the Gospel of John recounts for us today the beautiful story of Mary of Magdala arriving first at the tomb and running to Peter to proclaim that the Lord had been raised. And as he and John returned, they came in and they believed. This is the heart of our faith. Without this, our faith is in vain. St. Paul proclaims this in one of his letters where he says, if Christ has not been raised from the dead, then our preaching is empty and your faith is in vain. It's useless. It all hinges on this mystery that we have celebrated over the past 3 days, the institution of the Eucharist, the memorial sacrifice that he is with us always, the priesthood which brings the Eucharist to the church, the death of the Lord, his passion and death, and today the glorious event of his resurrection. This event, this mystery, is proclaimed in basilicas, cathedrals, parish churches, chapels, convents, and yes, in Kenya today. And yes, in the land of the Lord, where there continues to be persecutions, burning of churches, and martyrs. Even that cannot hold the church back from proclaiming this great mystery of our faith. It is the same mystery that we proclaim after the consecration at Mass, after we proclaim the Lord present in his body and his blood. We call forth from all of us the mystery of faith. We proclaim his death, we profess his resurrection until he comes again. It's all there, the resurrected Lord. And many of us, when we think of that, we may try to figure it out through reason. We live in a world of rational thought. And many of us, even when we say we have faith, we still try to approach these mysteries with reason. How can it be? I've never seen anybody raised from the dead, have you? I've seen people close, and through a miracle or through faith, they have come back to life, but they were not dead. We've not seen it. So we cannot use our reason alone. Faith is such that it seeks understanding through reason, but faith is first. Our faith in this mystery is first. And what does that mean? It means that we have to enter into the tomb of the mystery. We have to, as the apostles, as Mary of Magdala, as Peter and John, enter into the tomb to contemplate the mystery of faith, that he is not here. He has been raised. He is alive. That is a mystery that has to dwell at the center of our life. Because if we cut that off as mystery, we will try to understand totally from reason and rational thought, and we will end up empty. Because faith goes beyond reason. They work together, but faith goes beyond reason. And that's what we pray today, and that is what we celebrate today, is that the Lord has triumphed over all death. Many of us will see this triumph over death as a triumph over human death, physical death. But as St. Paul reminds us in the Colossians and throughout his writings, that those of us who are buried at baptism, who enter into the mystery of Christ, enter into the mystery of this paschal mystery, dying and rising. And so the mystery of Jesus' death and resurrection is something with faith that plays out day after day after day. But only if we can enter into the mystery. Where is that death? It's so much easier for us, brothers and sisters, to believe in death. We experience it. We see it. We are pained by it, especially when one who is so close to us dies. It's a greater struggle to believe in life. A greater struggle for us, and it's only a leap of faith, of mystery, that we can say, my loved one is not dead, but is alive. That's first. It is much easier and more comfortable for us at times, although medical research and science tries to trump even this, it's more comfortable at times for us to succumb to sickness and illness. instead of believing in the healing power of God in our lives, to believe that we can be healed, always open to God's will at the same time. It is more comfortable for us as human beings to live in the darkness of our hurt when we have been offended by someone or been betrayed by someone. It's much easier for us to cling on to that than to believe in the power of forgiveness and reconciliation, death and resurrection. If we live the deaths of life, the deaths of anger and revenge and all of those things, we will never understand the power of resurrection, the power of mercy, the power of God's forgiveness. It is, unfortunately, easier for us to allow the power of sin and temptation to overcome us, to take hold of us, and flippantly write it off as, that's just the way I am, that's what everyone else is doing, that is death. That is a death in life. Instead of believing in the power of light, the power of resurrection, the power of disciplining our lives to the values of the gospel, the values of forgiveness, of giving, not taking, etc., etc. And so as we die in baptism, we begin a journey of life. No one's perfect at it. No one will ever be perfect at it until we breathe our last and place our hands in the life of Almighty God with that final act of faith. But let us not succumb to the power of darkness in our world, which could be more comfortable or easier to live life, whatever life God gives us, however many years, to live that way and never ever experience the beauty of resurrected life, even in this life. Resurrected life is the life of joy, is the life of freedom, is the life of light, happiness, peace. To cling to the darkness for 70 years, for 20 years, for 50 years, 66 years, is to know what death really is and succumb to the darkness of physical death and say there is no hope. But that's beyond our dignity, the dignity of our baptismal life, because in that we say we have someone who has already gone before us and experienced all the things we do, all the darkness that we experience. Read the Gospels. Jesus went through it all. He was tempted. He faced evil. He faced the darkness of life. And in these three glorious days of his passion, death, and resurrection, he showed us who believe, I have power over all of that. What is needed is you come to me not with your reason alone, but with the contemplative heart of your faith and say, my Lord and my God, I trust in you. And so today, sisters and brothers, as we renew our baptismal promises now, let us do so with a renewed heart. Let's not try, as many of us do, to figure out, to reason out everything about this life. Because even this life is a mystery. Even this life is mysterious. Why things happen. As we renew our baptismal promises, let us give ourselves over to the mystery of God's love, of God's mercy in Jesus Christ. And say simply, and as our Holy Father said last night in his homily, with humility is what it takes. I don't understand, Lord, but I give myself to you. Give myself to you. I don't understand myself. I don't understand my neighbors. I don't understand you. I don't understand this world of violence and hate. I don't understand. But today, as a simple act of humility, as you humbled yourself to come to us, I humble myself to you and say, I believe, I accept, and let's go through this life together with the risen Lord. God bless you. Happy Easter. And happy Easter to those who are watching by television or listening over the radio or internet, especially those who would love to be at Eucharist today, but because of maybe being ill or at home, imprisoned, not home in prison, but at home or in prison, some might be. Same thing. We wish all of you a very blessed and holy Easter. Let us go to the Lord with simplicity of faith. Would you please stand now for the renewal of our baptismal promises.
I'll get your room.
Dear brethren, my brothers and sisters, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ so that we may walk with him in newness of life. And so now that our Lenten observance is concluded, let us renew the promises of holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and his works and promised to serve God in the Holy Catholic Church. And so, sisters and brothers, I ask you, do you renounce Satan?
I do.
And all his works?
I do.
And all his empty show?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
And may Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, keep you by his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord for eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
I saw water flowing out the right side of the temple. It brought the life of God and his salvation. And all the people sang in joyful praise. Springs of water, bless the Lord, give him glory and praise forever. Alleluia, alleluia.
Sisters and brothers, on this Easter morning, let us now offer to our Heavenly Father these prayers and petitions.
For the whole church, raised with Christ Jesus our Lord, as we seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, let us pray to the Lord. For the people of every nation of the world, that they may know that the right hand of the Lord has struck with power on their behalf, that they may be freed from malice, wickedness, and oppression, let us pray to the Lord. For all those afflicted by illness or pain or distress, that they may know the healing power of the risen Lord in their lives, we pray to the Lord. For all the newly baptized throughout the world, and especially those in our own community, may they walk always with Christ in newness of life, we pray to the Lord. For all of us gathered here today, as we share in the mission first given to the apostles to testify to the good news of our risen Lord, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the intention of Vicente S. Vasquez, who celebrates his birthday, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Oswaldo Figueroa, Frank Garza Jr., Maria Martinez, Juan Manuel Guajardo, Rosario Calderon, and Rosemary Garcia, we pray to the Lord. Now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of these intentions, spoken and unspoken, we pray to the Lord.
And on this Easter Sunday, let us remember those who have lost their lives in Kenya, and those who continue to lose their lives to religious persecution throughout the Middle East, that the Lord may bring peace. We pray to the Lord. Almighty God, we rejoice in the great work that you have accomplished through your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill us today with new life and zeal to proclaim the good news in which we believe, through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Exultant with paschal gladness, O Lord, we offer you the sacrifice by which your church is wondrously reborn and nourished through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but on this day above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying he has destroyed our death, and rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers, with the angels and angelic hosts, sing together the unending hymn of your glory. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family you have gathered, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. And to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.